Arthur Lynch, manager of a victorious Fannett United. Again, many congratulations. You've won it 2 years back-to-back. You must be proud of everyone.
Oh, absolutely. Very proud of the boys. You know, like coming on to the start of the season after we won it last year, you know, our aim was to give a good account to ourselves again to show that, you know, they weren't a flash in the pan. And the boys showed they're a good side. You know, they're a good unit. And they've done that. They fought hard from start to finish. You know, they're training there since July last year, like it's 9-10 month season, and you've got, like with the Saturday team this year, you're talking 25 to 30 men every Tuesday, Thursday, and it's, you know, it's easy for us that when it's like that, you know, because the numbers makes the thing so much easier.
Now, it's a competitive league. You knew from early on that you couldn't drop too many points. Swilly were one of the sides, one of only two sides who did beat you. But in the end, you've won it with two games to spare, so I suppose that just shows how good a side you have.
I listen, to Walnut at all would be delighted, but with two games to spare, you know, it's extra nice for us. But like that, we didn't really pick out anyone, we didn't pick Swilly or anyone else out. It's just a case of looking after yourself and, you know, getting your own points on the board and seeing where it takes you. Get to Christmas and or thereabouts, you know, and have a go after that. You know,
so what was the game plan today? You came into it only needing a point to be sure of the title. Very blustery conditions. You knew it wasn't going to be easy.
No, listen, we don't play for a point. We never did. It wouldn't matter if it was going to do. We wanted to win the game. We said to the boys, we need to put our best foot forward. We need to take the game to Swilly. You know, if you give a team, you know, a bit of hold in a game, it's always going to be difficult. Like our last two games were against Castlefin and Gador, and people would say it was going to be easy. One of our hardest games this season was against Castlefin. You know, they fought tooth and nail. They came back and they got an equaliser late on, and, you know, probably deservedly so. Like today was going to be no different, so we had to go out and really show our worth. And the boys, the first 25 minutes, I think they put the game to bed before half time, you know.
And it was nice getting that early goal. I suppose it just settled everybody. And as you say, when you went in at the break, I mean, it was almost job done, wasn't it?
Look, it wasn't just there, but it was going to take a collapse, you know, and I felt they were good enough to hold out for that. We took a bit of a gamble on Owen Logue and, you know, possibly Eddie to an extent. They've both been carrying hamstring strains, and as it turned out, like, Logie scored, but he was off after maybe 15 minutes. Eddie comes off then in the second half. But the thing is, we've got a lot of good young fellas. We've got a good squad. Like, people change position maybe two or three times in a game, never mind personnel. And that's what has to happen. It's a squad game. You don't want it with 10 or 11 men. You want it with, like, there's two or three boys that aren't even here today that have pulled us out. You know, Carlos there, you know, Decky O'Donnell. Sean Kiar is out injured. Lee McGrennan didn't play today. He's hurt his knee. No, it takes them all. And there's days you might only have 13. Just like all season, we've been missing players constantly. But because we have a strong squad, you can't complain about it. You have to just go on, you know.
And ultimately, all the hard work over the last few months, this is what it's all about. This is the reward.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you wanna enjoy it, like, whenever you do. Well, like, every time you win something, you should celebrate it, no matter what it is. And that's what we intend to do. So, like, tomorrow's a new day, but we'll live on this one for a couple hours first.